stands forever. Alleluia. Our hearts are pining to see thee shining, dying or living, to thee are cleaving, nought can us sever. Alleluia.
The congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you
all my sins and iniquities, which I have ever offended you,
and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly.
Let Israel be glad in his Maker.
Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King.
Let them praise his name with dancing,
making melody to him with tambourine and lyre.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
He adorns the humble with salvation.
Let the godly exult in glory.
Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the high praises of God be in their throats,
the two-edged swords in their hands,
to execute vengeance on the nations
and punishments on the peoples,
to bind their kings with chains
and their nobles with fetters of iron,
to execute on them the judgment written.
This is honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord.
Be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Glory be to God on high,
and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ,
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, send forth your Son, we pray, to lead home his bride, the Church, that with all the company of the redeemed, we may finally enter into his eternal wedding feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. As I mentioned at the time of the announcements, all three of these readings, parts of all three of these readings, will be considered in the sermon, and each one of them gives a certain aspect or teaching about God's final judgment and his creating and recreation of the heavens and the earth and Jesus' return. The Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 65, beginning at verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and a sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand and we sing the Alleluias.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father from all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Rejoice, rejoice, believers, and let your lights appear. The evening is advancing, and darker night is near. The bridegroom is arising, and soon is drawing nigh. Up, pray and watch and wrestle. At midnight comes the cry. The watchers on the mountain proclaim the bridegroom near. Go forth as he approaches with alleluias clear. The marriage feast is waiting, the gates wide open stand. Arise, O heirs of glory, the bridegroom is at hand. The saints who hear in patience their cross and sufferings more, shall live and reign forever when sorrow is no more. Around the throne of glory the Lamb they shall behold, in triumph cast before him their diadems of gold. Our hope and expectation, O Jesus, now appear. Arise, O sun so longed for, o'er this benighted sphere. With hearts and hands uplifted, we plead, O Lord, to see the day of earth's redemption that sets your people free.
The sermon this morning is, as I mentioned, based on all three readings that we had. To start, I just read two of the verses from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you want to follow along on the little half-sheet insert, there are the sermon notes with a few blanks. When Isaiah prophesies towards the very end of his book, the end of his prophecies, there are 66 chapters in Isaiah. This is from chapter 65. And when he says in chapter 65, "For behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come to mind," he is saying everything is changed. Everything shall be changed when God does this. It's a new heavens and the earth, new earth. That's something the same concept, the earth, the heavens, creation, but so many things will be just totally different than what we have known. He says there that there will be gladness and joy forever. That concept alone, that teaching alone, just think of that. Never a sad feeling or thought again. That is how God will make the new heavens and the new earth. And he says there in verse 18 something that's unique. It's a way of speaking that we don't usually put. We don't usually say it this way. He says in verse 18, "For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy." We normally say Jerusalem, and here he's talking about God's people. We say Jerusalem, or we say God's people will have joy, and that's correct. But here it says he will create Jerusalem to be a joy. Their very existence is a joy for God and for one another. Not only experiencing joy, yes, but to be joy. That is truly no weeping and no distress. It's gone. It's not even possible to have weeping and distress. It's gone. They are a joy. So Jerusalem, God's people, will be there in the new heavens and earth. But what God's people will experience will be so different than what we go through today. What we experience there will be so different. We will be a joy. Sadness is not even a possibility. Jesus tells us, Paul writes to the Thessalonians, be ready for this change. It is coming. This creation of a new heavens and a new earth is going to happen. The teaching from Jesus and from the apostles is that it's going to happen, and even God's people won't know exactly when. The timing of that will be a surprise. And this is a lot of what we heard Paul teach in 1 Thessalonians 5. He said that last day will come as a thief in the night. And Jesus uses that description as well. If we knew there would be a thief on a certain night, there would not be a thief. We would never turn off the lights. We would be outside. We would have our dog out there. We would be on the roam because we knew the thief was coming. To have a thief at the night means it's unexpected. And Paul says, now this time is coming, brothers. It's going to be like a thief in the night. So stay awake all the time. Be ready all the time. You don't know the night the thief is coming, so be ready all the time. And Jesus spoke like that too. Be ready all the time. And this being ready is something that we Christians are in our daily life with a joy and an expectation. Not of sadness, not of fear. This is why I printed in the notes just that verse 9 and 10 of 1 Thessalonians 5, in which I also read at the beginning. Paul wrote, God has not destined us for wrath. Now think of that. This is in the context of his teaching when Jesus comes again. Paul is saying, when this thing comes that we're waiting for, it's not for wrath, brothers. You don't have to be afraid of it. In our waiting, in our staying awake, in our readiness, We don't have to be afraid, because it's not for wrath. It's for obtaining salvation in Jesus Christ. So this alertness, this readiness in faith and belief that Paul teaches, that Jesus teaches, is not a time of sorrow, but it's a time of expectation. It's living out our life day to day in expectation. Will it be today? It's not today, but I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready. It's going to be something good. Jesus' parable teaches us to be ready for return. It's interesting because as I looked on commentaries on this, and I kind of forgotten this or didn't know it. We don't know that much. All the commentators say we don't know that much about weddings in the first century. And so the exact tradition of Jesus talking about the virgins going to being ready to meet the bridegroom, we don't have other examples of this or explanations what this is about. So you take that parable, okay, this is what Jesus is talking, but you know what? Any culture, any time can figure out what's going on here. Jesus says in the parable, five are foolish and five are wise. Five are ready and five are not. And that's the main point. It's being ready or not. We notice in the parable that it took long. And they were all asleep. That was not the problem. The problem was they weren't ready when the bridegroom came. They didn't know if it was going to be today or tomorrow, a long time or just right away. Being ready. With the flashlight and a little demonstration or a little talk about that in the children's message, we had the flashlight there when the lights went off, but it wasn't ready. The batteries weren't there. If it really was dark, totally dark, what are you going to do? You know, fumble around for the batteries? You're not ready. It's too late. You're not ready. In that parable of the 10 virgins, the wise ones said, well, go get some oil. Try to be ready. But the point was they weren't ready. There's no time to prepare for Jesus when he comes again. You are in readiness now, prepared. It's not like, oh, now I'll come to faith because Jesus is coming. No, it's not like that. It's a thief in the night. There's no time to get ready. You either are ready or you're not. You can think of a lot of examples, right? You either have the jumper cables in the car or not. You either have studied for the test or not. When it's time for the test, when the battery is dead, you either have it ready or you don't. There's no more time to get ready. So Jesus would have us know. Be ready in your life every day. Have faith. Be in God's word. Worship. Grow in the Lord. Be ready. Some people want to fool around, and I mentioned this to the Bible study. I have a deep fear of the belief of some Christians that they say there will be 7 years and a rapture of all the Christians or the believers in God, and then another 7 years of turmoil and tribulation, and then Jesus will come. That is a teaching of some people.
I have a fear about that teaching. I have a fear that people will say, I don't really have to be serious about my faith until I see all those other people go. Then I can get serious because I know it was true. I think that interpretation is of the scripture is wrong about the end times, but I also think it's dangerous. Because when Jesus comes, it's like a thief in the night, and we're ready or we're not ready, period. There's no warning. Did it scare you just a little bit? Paul said, we shouldn't be scared. It's not a time of wrath that he's coming for us. It's a time of salvation. What does being ready look like? The way we are fed and stay in Christ is stay in his word. We meet together in worship. We sing hymns and praises. We serve others in our Christian lives. We're in Christ daily. When he comes again, it will be a good and glorious day. A new heavens and a new earth. And the sorrow and the fears gone. And maybe our own death will come before that time. Our own personal death. But we're ready. We're ready. So whether we are awake when he comes, or we are asleep and the Lord already have died when he comes, we're ready. And that time is not a time to fear, but it is a time to know we are in Christ, to know we are receiving our salvation, to know the wrath and the sorrow is done. We're ready. So we'll decorate and we'll celebrate Christmas and we'll go through all the things of the whole church year again and other activities in our lives, ready for Christ, ready for him to come, ready for my own death, whatever it be. Dear Lord, I'm ready. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for giving me faith. Keep me in the faith. Help me to be ready for you. Help me to stay in your word. Help me to believe. Help me to come to church. Help me to share my faith. Help me not to be afraid. For in you there is no fear. There is no sin that is not forgiven. For you have made me holy because of your grace, and I am ready. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Give me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
We continue with the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, Christ's bride, that he would lead her home to enter with all the company of the redeemed into his eternal wedding feast, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors and servants in the church, that trust in Christ, our only hope, they would proclaim him in boldness and clarity. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all God's baptized people, that they would be diligent as they watch for their Savior's appearing and be always prepared to meet him with joy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who lead our country and all who serve in our military, that the King of the nations would fill them with his wisdom and protect them in every danger, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all parents, grandparents, and other caretakers of children, that the raising of children may be full of God's grace and protection, for the health and protection of all pregnant mothers and their children, for God's grace and wisdom and needed resources for all who take care of older relatives, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For successful and safe harvesting and farming activities of this fall season, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For safety in all travels for our work, family gatherings, and holiday plans, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all in trying circumstances, the sick, the suffering, the dying, the mourning, we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Loretta, Carlin, Shirley, Bill, Jason, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, David, Don, Denny, Ruby, James, Violet, Larry, Joe, Kim, Lori, and Larry, Jeff, Norbert, Darlene, Pastor Scott and Rebecca, and their five sons, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. That our God would comfort them with his divine promise and grant his healing peace. Until we all are gathered into his everlasting joy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who commune this day, that the giver of the feast would grant them repentance and faith, and so receive his body and blood in a worthy manner, showing forth his praise in their lives, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Hosanna in the highest.
We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of Christ, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take eat the true body of Christ, which is given for you. Which is given for you. Take and drink true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Here, taste afresh the cup of sin forgive.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of Christ, which is given for you. Take, eat the very body of Jesus Christ, given for you. Take, eat the body of Christ, given for you. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Mine is the guilt, but thine the cleansing blood. Here is my rope, my refuge.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take, eat. The true body of Christ, which is given for you.
O Lord my God, too soon we rise, the vessels disappear, the feast though not long.
Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take, eat the true body of Jesus given for you. Take and eat the very body of Jesus given for you. Take and eat the very body of Jesus given for you. Take and eat the true body of Jesus given for you. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Take and eat the true body of Jesus given for you. Take and eat the very body of Jesus given for you. Take and eat the true body of Jesus given for you. Take and eat the body of Christ given for you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for a closing hymn.